You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 101. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Hey. All right. Welcome to the episode 101 of the podcast. I'm Jen Barley.
And hey, guys, I am Karen Sullivan. And today, obviously you can tell we are already having fun, but we're going to pull you into some of our fun, and we're going to talk about one of the foundation kind of concepts of coaching.
And it's called TFAR. What does TFAR stand for, Kar?
It's thoughts, it's feelings, it's actions, and it's results.
So many times clients come to us because they're stuck. It could be about making a decision, having trouble communicating with their sister-in-law. Maybe they want to achieve a certain goal. They want to be a better leader. All different reasons that they come to us. The interesting thing is that what they're really stuck about is not the goal itself, but it's their perspective of the situation.
And Jen, when you say what their perspective of the situation is, what do you really mean?
Well, what I mean by that is how they view it. What's their world view? How do they think about the challenge? How do they see themselves in relationship to their actual challenge?
And you know what else? Now that you're saying that, how do they feel about the challenge? What do they do? And then what's the end result of all that? So great. We're going to get to tie this all in to our amazing TFAR.
So with the TFAR, the thoughts create your feelings, create your actions that create results. As coaches, when we can break that down and realize that is what coaching truly is about, that's when we are able to help our clients overcome their challenges and become unstuck.
And you know what, too, Jen, when you're talking about that, you know, this isn't just a concept that we made up. This is neuroscience, right? It's not rocket science. It is neuroscience. Because when you think about it, right, your thoughts create your feelings create your actions create your results. Sometimes, though, when you think about it, it's that some people think that the feelings create the thoughts. Some people think the thoughts create the feelings, but it's okay because they're almost happen like instantaneously. So we're going to break down what this actually means.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. It doesn't really matter what sort of sparks what, but when you use the TFAR approach in coaching, it's really about you as the coach listening for all four of those components, right? So what is the client thinking? How does their thoughts, what does it make them feel? And then based on what they feel, what are the actions they take or they don't take? And then what are the results? So let's give an example. So Kara, why don't you go ahead and give us an example of a TFAR that's not particularly working?
You know what, Jen? I think that, all right, so I'll do that. So an example is our client comes to you and their thoughts are, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. Now, when they have that thought of the I'm stuck and I don't know what to do, Jen, what do you think they're going to be feeling?
I love it. So, well, they're probably going to be frustrated. They could be disappointed. They could feel frozen. They could have some fear, and they could be worried.
Totally. And based on that, right, based on the thought, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do, they're frustrated, a little bit of disappointment, some kind of frozen, a little bit of scared, some worried going on. What do you think they're actually going to do?
Probably not a lot, right? If anything, they're probably going to continue the worry cycle about second-guessing themselves. Can I ever achieve it? Not a lot of action, probably just more mental gymnastics going on.
Oh, I like that. Mental gymnastics. Made me kind of want to go run or something. But then based on all of that, what kind of results do you think we're going to get?
None, right? There's really no forward movement going to be happening at all.
So the interesting thing is that they're stuck and they're going to stay stuck because what happens now is they can't move. So what tends to happen a lot of times is people get stuck in what we call the action result phase. And that essentially is what we like to call the Einstein's circle of insanity. So you're stuck there and you do something and you get a result and you do something and you get a result. But if you're going to not do a whole lot and you're going to be second guessing yourself, you're not going to have a whole lot of positive results. So what we need to do is we need to come back to the thought. So if we back this train up a little bit and we try to think of a thought that actually might be a little bit more supportive. Now, I'm not talking about let's turn that frown upside down, and I'm not talking about, hey, let's think about rainbows and unicorns here. We just want to come up with a thought that's a little bit more supportive. So, Jen, if I were to ask you, what's a thought that's a little bit more supportive that might move the needle a little bit for you?
And we started with the whole thought of I'm stuck. Yep. And I don't know what to do.
Correct.
Okay, so a slightly more neutral to supportive thought could be something like, I know I can figure out one thing that will get me closer.
Excellent. Love that. So we got that thought. All right, I can figure out one thing that's actually going to get me closer. With that thought, what kind of feelings do you think you're going to have?
Well, I'm probably going to be a lot more hopeful. I'll maybe have some curiosity to see what is that one thing. I'll feel slightly encouraged and maybe actually have a little bit more patience.
All right. Yeah. And based on that, let's think about the thought. I know I can figure this out. We're starting to be hopeful. We're starting to be encouraged, getting a little bit of curiosity pumped in there and a little bit more patience with yourself. What do you think that you're going to actually do at this point?
I'd probably Google something, talk to someone, brainstorm a list of possibilities. I would actually take one thing, break it down in a smaller chunk, and start taking some action on it.
And you know what the cool part about that is? Now you're doing something, right? You're not sitting on the couch watching, you know, all those episodes of Project Runway, but you're actually doing something. So based on the fact now that you're going to take, you're going to talk to somebody, you're going to Google something, you're going to brainstorm a list, what kind of results do you think you're going to get?
Positive, right? If I do those things, I'm going to get closer to my goal. I'm going to get more information. I'm going to know, am I a step closer or do I need to take a step to the side?
And you know what? Right now, based on that, you're doing something, so you're unstuck.
You know, I love that, Kara, because the thing that we've noticed with so many coaches that we work with and mentor and go through our training programs is that so many coaches come into it really focusing on action and result. And that's what they want to coach. And, in the very first parts of their sessions, they're doing things like, so what's one thing you can do? And the challenge with focusing on action and results is that it is very transactional. And as we like to say, the stickability isn't going to be there because they are temporary strategies when you only focus on action. And, obviously we know because we talk about this stuff all the time, we're all about the transformational part of coaching. And that is going to be when you coach around thoughts and feelings more than how do you feel, but really focusing on the thoughts and the feelings is where the true transformation is going to happen. Because that's when perspectives actually shift.
You know what, Jim, with that, it's that saying with that transactional action results bot, it's about putting Band-Aids on bullet holes. It's about rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. It's just checking off boxes, which sometimes works really well short term, but long term, though, there's, like you said, no stickability.
So it's interesting. A lot of times people will say, so should you start with the thought? Should you start with the feeling? Should you even start with the action? You can start with action if you backdoor it, right? So saying to your client, if there is, your client's going to show up in three different ways. One is they're very logical. They actually process a lot through their head. Second is they're going to be very emotional. And third is very action. I'm going to tell you the ways to get a couple of clues because I think this is super helpful. So for example, a logical person is going to tell you the steps that happened and they'll follow up with a feeling. So an example would be, yesterday I was walking down to go and speak to my boss. He totally blew me off. He was very rude, and I am completely angry about that. An emotional person having the same experience is going to come to you. I am so pissed. I went down to talk to my boss, and he blew me off. I can't believe it. An action person is, I'm not able to move forward because I went to go talk to my boss, and he blew me off and I'm so angry. So by listening to your client and the way that they speak, you're going to know what some of their preferences are. So Carrie, you know, when we think about this, a lot of times is if you do have an action client, what action do you wish you were taking? And get them to say what it is that they want, because then you can backdoor in and say, so what do you need to believe to make that happen? What perspective do you need to have on the situation in order to take that action? What do you need to think about differently that you're not thinking about right now to do that action?
And you know what too, Jen, even if you wanted to think about that with the emotions, it's the same thing, right? So the feeling piece. So what is it that, what's the feeling that they're chasing? Right. And when they get that feeling, what are some of the things that are spinning around in their head? And based on the things that they're spinning around in their head, what do you think they want to do?
It's interesting. The TFAR is the foundation for every single thing that Karen and I do. Anytime we give feedback on a coaching session, anytime that we're coaching ourselves, and even when we go into organizations, this is one of the first concepts that we bring to light, because the only way that people change their life is by changing the way that they think.
And you know what, Jen, it's funny because what we do is when we go into these organizations, there's so many people there that feel like they overthink. And if you think about it, right, this is going to sound silly, but if you think about it, we have about 70,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day. So when we sit here and tell people to think about their thoughts, sometimes it can feel a little bit overwhelming. But what we want them to really do is to be more intentional about the thoughts that they're thinking about, so they don't jump on that thought that takes them on a crazy train to somewhere that they don't really want to be. So if we can get people to start paying attention to what they're thinking, then they can pay attention to what they're feeling, then they can really pay attention to what they're doing and then change the results, because that's ultimately what they want to do. People want to change the results that they're getting.
I love it. When you do a crazy train all the time, I just want to go, I sound a little Ozzy Osbourne-esque.
I don't think he is feeling a whole lot of competition at this point.
No?
No, I don't
know. Oh, my God. So anyway, that's our tip. So really, the more that you can look at TFAR, and you can break it down. You can do, you know, watching TV and watching the dialogue that's happening. Being able to, when you have conversations with your kids, when you're thinking about your own thoughts, and when you're coaching, if you can master really connecting the thoughts, create the feelings, create the actions that can create your results, it allows you to coach at a different perspective that will keep you out of the story and keep you with who is the client in relationship to their challenge. I have a thought for you, Kara.
And what's that, Jen?
I loved our first podcast.
This was great.
It really was. Super fun, right?
Oh, absolutely. Here is to podcast number 101 in the books.
Love it. All right. We'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for being a part.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.